Okay, we are back out of executive session at 6:14. I guess does anyone need to take a break or anything before we get started?
Okay,
go for it. Oh, sure. There you are, right after East of Chicago.
Okay,
good. I'm sending. He's calling.
Thank you.
How do I get the recipe for those things?
Now, all people will hear is munching on the tape recorder. Okay, so what I have for you guys is like a copy of the board operation goals that was in our policies. And then also, here's the district strategic plan. There's one. There's one for you.
Oh, okay.
There's one for you. I didn't make one for Diane and Todd. Sorry.
Yeah. Diane's got big copies.
Oh, look at that. Okay.
I'm going to get a poster frame, and we're going to put them up in here.
Oh, yeah, I guess we could open the door over here, too.
Can only do one at a time. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take the yellow on here, too. On page 4 of the form, it's student performance goal 1.
And I think what I was thinking was that since in our board policies, we actually have policy BA, which is board operation goals, I thought it would make sense to look at those and kind of tie them into the district strategies. Yes, I kind of look at the district strategy has the goals, and then they have the little work, or whatever you call them. It's kind of like the work plan below. So I had jotted down a few things that I thought we might want to work on, and these things would probably be part of a work plan that would fit underneath an objective that would tie in to the district strategy. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm, kind of?
I think so. Yeah, you guys did the work on the district strategy, so.
Yep. I would just, I was thinking the same thing. And those things that the board thinks that they have the most, ability to impact.
Right.
The highest impact to have results across the board, I think would be. I don't know if there's some you might want to prioritize or link back to the policy, but that makes sense to me.
Okay. So, having said that.
So where do we start?
I guess when I looked at the board operation goals, just talk and kind of what Diane was saying, if you think about the things that we can impact, I listed board development, so kind of our professional development and going to OSBA functions, networking. Another area is district activities with our building visits, extracurricular events. Another one is like our board committee review. We've set up board committees. Well, a lot of them are ad hoc committees, so it makes sense to go ahead and keep approving them. But at some point, do we want to take a little bit more in-depth look at those committees and are they functioning the way that we want them to? Are there any other committees that would make sense? Can we, just kind of a review of that. And another, probably the most important area is communication, because really we are the connection with we were elected by our community, and so how can we improve the communication that's coming from the board? Whether it's website, whether it's our meetings, whether it's working with our media,
One thing I think that really, I think has helped in that manner is going to the different schools.
Mm-hmm.
Because for some reason, it seems like...
It's okay. I'm going to just take some notes on the whiteboard so we don't forget anything. I'm turning into Andy, aren't I? But I feel like we say things sometimes and then forget. Okay. So just talk.
I just think that communication area, I see some improvement. It seems like we're getting more people to the meetings.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it is in with going to those schools pulling in parents because their kids are doing a little something or, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Rather than it being here, that they can show off their environment. And I think that that has made a big difference in just having the meetings here.
I agree. So, I mean, so we would want to continue that process.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So would you see that under communication? I don't know that.
Let's see. Yeah. I think that's a $100 fine.
do not. Why don't you take your shoes off?
Okay.
Why don't you kick your shoes off? Oh my goodness.
You guys didn't even notice.
I would do.
So would you consider that?
Thank you.
I think that falls into communication. Being visible, I guess. I mean that's being in different buildings.
Sue, what are we doing now? Are we brainstorming?
Well,
are we following?
I would say so. That's
documents.
Yeah, just kind of brainstorming.
Like goals for the school board.
Yes.
For like
something.
Year?
Yeah, because we have our district strategy.
Right.
So now, in what areas can we control or, you know, have an impact? You know, what kinds of things can we do to help our district to...
Do you want to focus on one area at a time? Because, like, okay, here's the strategic plan. And on page 3 of 8, there's 4 priority areas. Right? You see where I am? Student learning, 21st century skills,
yes.
Financial stability,
yep.
Safe learning environment.
Yep.
I mean, that would be
sure.
one way to bring for me to help
uh-huh.
organize this is take maybe one at a time. But
right.
I wasn't sure if that's what we were doing.
I think that's I think
that's
a good
idea. But I don't
think
you have to do all areas, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
uh-huh.
that's one thing we're really going to work with principals on. Let's not bite off more than we can
right.
do chew, but pick a right. couple areas that would do really well
mm-hmm.
and then see how they start overlapping.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense. But that's
mm-hmm.
kind of the way I was thinking, too, as you were going to list ideas, I was going to say, okay, now which one of those 4 areas is it linked to?
Oh, okay.
So
mm-hmm.
whichever way you go is fine, I think.
Yeah. Okay.
Because the other thing, before we get into too many details, is I feel like there's a huge area that's not listed on any of these documents, either on the school board one or which is... what I might call advocacy or public relations even. You know, I feel like there's, I feel like public schools are at risk right now and one of the things a school board can do maybe even better than some of the administrators or teachers or staff is advocacy and kind of not just looking at how our schools are doing, but look at what's happening in the big picture in terms of public education in the United States, in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I don't see very much of that in either the board document. There's nothing about that in board operation goals, and there's almost nothing about that in the strategic
the closest
plan.
Would be maybe the community outreach piece, but
right.
it's not
so,
specific to that.
I guess that, so my bigger question is, are we limited in terms of our brainstorming to just these 4 areas? Or
no, I think we go ahead and write down things that
okay.
are important to you that you think are
okay.
things that we should be focusing on that can make us a better board, a better district.
Okay.
But don't you think that whole concept falls under communications?
Yes.
I know it's a public relations,
mm-hmm.
but I think you could tie it to... under the communications umbrella.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then under that, then you get to, you know, once we, and I'm just fast forwarding, but once we get some of these things written down and linked to the different areas, that's when you start going into that lower level and you have some specific
right, then we'll
work
build
plans.
Out a work plan from there.
Yeah, right.
So with that building, it might be the overarching goal might be increasing communication and public relations, and then under that we're going to do pretty specific action steps that the board will do.
Right.
So might that
for example monthly, we update our website and have an article about this or that, or
correct.
At our monthly meetings start out with blurbs about public education or whatever, you
okay.
know.
Right.
Just some things like that.
Okay.
Right.
And doesn't that kind of fall under the legislative too? I mean,
yeah.
doesn't that tie into that when
yeah.
we're talking about, you know, the overall from
mm-hmm.
all the public schools?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Part of what I've done touches on that advocacy.
Mm-hmm.
By going down and meeting with Dave Burke and,
mm-hmm.
and Dorothy Palanda and communicating with them.
Mm-hmm.
And,
right.
Right.
And obviously I can't speak as a board, but I keep
right.
encouraging them to remember the school and the impact that their decisions will have on Marysville.
Right.
And trying to get them to realize that, remind them that they represent us, and that while there are state issues and there are problems and things in other places, you know, keep in mind the people that they live with, and they've from what I can tell, you know, have been doing that. They've been thinking
mm-hmm.
about, you know, what's going on in Richwood and Fairbanks and, you know, some of the other school districts in the areas that they represent.
Okay, so we have building visits on there. I would add attending extracurricular events.
If we do it from that student learning, that's the first one, right, Todd?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of read me
yeah.
the bullet points under student learning. Do you mind?
Objective 1.1 is student growth. Is
okay.
that what you're looking
yeah,
at?
Yeah, and
then 1.2 is opportunity and innovation.
So if you think about the board on that first one, what was it?
Student growth. Yeah.
What are some things that you could brainstorm that you think would be impactful around student growth?
Making sure we have an excellent staff. So maybe, mm-hmm. you know, which kind of ties into finances and professional development.
You know, there is a connection with what we were just talking about a minute ago with advocacy and legislative
mm-hmm.
lobbying, basically.
Mm-hmm.
The some of the policies that come at the district are not necessarily going to help this goal or objective, increase student achievement by providing a more personalized education for all students.
Mm-hmm.
Think about some of the things that are, you know.
Right.
You know, so I would... for the board to help this objective,
mm-hmm.
one of the ways is, again, to stay on top of
legislative
what policies
and,
are
yeah.
being discussed
yeah.
and how they affect this objective of being able to have personalized education, individual,
mm-hmm.
what's the word here, personalized education.
Yeah.
And in other words, I'm talking about standardized testing as such a
right.
prominent...
Well, the School Board Association is encouraging boards of education to pass a resolution
right.
in opposition to changes in the Ohio Constitution. Because
mm-hmm.
they're doing the
constitutional
review, and
mm-hmm.
you've got there was a proposal to remove thorough and efficient from the Constitution. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, the legislature would be responsible for providing education, but it wouldn't be at any level.
Right.
So I agree. So that would be, you know, staying on top of legislative issues and doing that kind of stuff. So, yeah, that's good. And then under the innovation, I guess I was thinking sometimes when you go to OSBA things and or just networking with other boards and other districts to hear what kinds of things are going on out there. Mm-hmm.
Oh, and I think also we can be supportive of teachers that want to go visit other schools.
Mm-hmm.
Administrators that want to go and visit other places.
Yep.
And see what's going on.
Can I go back to a point that you made a second ago, Dick? I don't think it got on the board. You said something about resolutions. Mm-hmm. That some school, is that something we'd want to look at as a possible action that might address it?
Yeah, we could as a board make a public statement that mm-hmm. that we support this or we oppose mm-hmm. that.
So
that I think that would be something to recommend for our August meeting. If you want to do that, you know, if you'd want to forward some information.
Okay.
Yeah, I just want to maybe up there so we could talk about it more when we, you know, mm-hmm. when we have more time. Is it something that might be useful or not?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Definitely. Think of anything else under innovation?
About something around staying current with your own understanding of innovation and different things that are happening in education, because certainly
yes,
keeping up with
do our homework, I guess,
issues, current financial or current educational issues,
current trends in innovation or educational trends, innovate in whatever.
Yeah, is that something, Diane, that we could do through the OSBA, or do other resources come to mind that might be helpful for us in keeping up? Because I know there's so much out there all the time.
Yeah.
Right. So I think I would probably play a responsibility or a role in that mm-hmm. as well. But even, you know, connecting with ASCD, which is what is that? Association of something curriculum development. I'm going to forget the middle letter all of a sudden. So there's different organizations that put out, you know, we could do book studies. You know, we could look at maybe a different book that might include some trends in education. Mm-hmm. You know, some things like that. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Todd, how about what's the next bullet?
Is financial stability. Objective is to establish trust and confidence with all constituents with regard to district finances.
This might be, I thought about this because of working at the foundation, and we do internal audits at the foundation where our trustees come in and they'll look at check registers and they'll do a random, you know, pull 10 things and check the things to make sure they match, and you know, I don't know if something like that would be a way to make our community feel like we're really staying on top of things, or is that going overboard? Or, you know, probably, I don't know if it's ever, it's probably never been done before, you know.
Well, that might be in the, I mean, we talk about the 30,000 foot level, and the,
yes.
you know, that might be down in here.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we do have the state audit that does
yeah,
do
right.
that as well.
Right.
But, I mean, yeah. I would I'd certainly be open to it.
Yeah.
I think, though, that's kind of your finance committee.
Yeah.
I don't think, I mean, when you're having a hard time even getting parents to make commitments to come to their kids' things, I don't see them walking in and donating their time to look at ours.
Well, no, I'm not, I wasn't talking about parents doing that.
Oh.
I was talking about, like, a board, like, board members. Oh. Like, our own trustees at the foundation come in and they look at, you know, because I do all the finances there, they come and just do a random check, it takes them 5 minutes, they look at things, and it just gives them an idea that, okay, there are good processes going on. And if they have questions, sometimes it makes me realize, oh, you know what, I need to do something a little bit differently, you know. So, again, just because I work in that area, you know, I thought about it.
I think that would kind of tie in, though, to that committee.
Yeah, yeah, the finance
you
committee.
Know, like even if we change that over to be the treasurer committee
mm-hmm.
or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, they ask questions and throw it out to him, and then he's prepared for us.
Right.
I think you've got that well covered with that.
Right.
And I might look at that in terms of financial stability and the board as a maybe the oversight or the broader,
mm-hmm.
you know, manager of that type of thing, which means that you are delegating to me what, you know, what does the board want to do to improve financial stability? Well, that is what the board
right.
has, you know,
has directed you.
So
right.
that, I mean, I think,
right.
what are the board's goals to improve financial stability,
right.
well, then it's my job to meet those goals.
Right. So I guess if we kind of go back to, you know, we're starting those talks on some of your goals and having that overall financial plan that covers operating funds, PI, and a bond, that the board has a goal for developing that overall financial plan for the district. By, you know, let's say maybe by next July, or, I mean, that's getting more into the details, but developing that overall financial plan that covers all three funds.
And I think it's just not developing it. How does the board then, because that phrase in there that's sticking with me is
yeah.
trust and confidence, right?
Right.
Or something like
right.
that.
Yeah.
So then how are we going to articulate and communicate and over-communicate that plan?
Right.
Right.
Yeah,
so that people, how are we going to report out
mm-hmm.
on where we are,
right.
you know, on a regular.
Yeah.
Well,
maybe
that's
like
the
continue.
Question. Oh. That's, it's like, but let's take one piece at a time, okay? There's the board meetings, for instance,
mm-hmm.
would be one, like, obvious place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's interesting to me to see how the meetings are run and the training that we've had in terms of explaining these are business meetings, they're primarily for the board to do its business. On the other hand, they're also a major instrument for communications because not only is the media there, but the public
right.
can be there. And it seems to me we could have as one possible goal for the school board to think about on any major thing that we're voting on, in this case, financial issue,
mm-hmm.
or even things we're not voting on, but just important things going on, like the forecast, how it's going to be presented at the meeting.
Mm-hmm.
How it's going to be, like, so that it's not just ad hoc, it's not, well, if you feel like commenting on it or Amy, or, you know,
mm-hmm.
then you do. But we have some sort of a plan that somebody's going to present either their individual take on it or...
Mm-hmm.
or
mm-hmm. Well,
you
I know.
What I mean? Like,
I do, because I actually talked to Chad this morning and was talking about that very thing, that how it's important for us, especially like as you go through the month and if you have questions about things, to be trying to jot them down.
Wait, who's Chad?
Chad Williamson at the JT.
Oh, okay.
You know,
okay. Yeah.
It, because you know, it gets to the meeting time and let's say you had a question mid-month and you got it answered and then we go to vote on something and we vote on it and don't talk about it because, oh, that question was answered
right.
2 weeks ago and I've forgotten about it by now, or, you know, I feel comfortable so I don't feel the need to say anything. But remembering that, just like you said, our meetings are a chance for us to communicate with, you know, with the media, with our community, why we approved something, or, you know, what kind of discussion went on before. So maybe having, when you have those questions, just keeping track of them. And then when we go to vote on something, say, you know, I was concerned about this, or I had a question about this and discovered that da 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 da. And so, you know, I appreciate getting that information and I feel like we're moving in the right direction. It's the right thing to do, da 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 da. You know, I mean, so just being more thoughtful of people that don't understand what went behind
right.
everything, our decision.
I think we need to keep in mind, too, what Todd said earlier, that this is a living document. It's mm-hmm. going to change
right.
constantly.
Right.
Okay, so when people view this thing mm-hmm. and they go, oh, but you said back
yeah.
here that this was the forecast, okay?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So they take it as stone right then
right.
and there. And I think we really need to tell people that, you know, it's just like your budget at home.
Right.
It changes. If you have something come up you weren't planning on and going, taking your child to the emergency room, and now all of a sudden a $200 deductible is thrown in, you know, I think that they have to be made aware that this is an ever going thing, because, you
right.
know, they see something one time and that sticks in their mind, and we're supposed to be good till 2017.
Right. And something comes up, yeah.
Exactly.
And it's hard, and we could never explain everything, you know. I mean, that's kind of that fine line between, we don't want to go into too much detail
right.
because then it just brings up,
right.
sometimes brings up more questions that, right. you know, that unless you really have all of the information, it's just going to be too confusing. So, you know, but.
And we have, like, little blurbs on our website that like, yeah, they're like little tip of the month from, you know, something from the treasurer, or do we have anything like that?
We do in our community newsletter.
Mm-hmm.
Right, okay.
Right.
Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, I didn't know up on our website or whatever. I mean, I really don't know how much people really, you know, get into
right.
that or whatever. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, when something happens good, you know, that it can be stuck up there. And you know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? And
mm-hmm.
this is great news. It's better than what we expected. Or, you know, oh, gosh, this was, you know, but now we weren't expecting this. You know, but that's okay. But, you know, I mean, just
mm-hmm.
kind of little things like that, just to kind of feed them that this is an ever-changing document, and it's never going to stay the same.
Mm-hmm.
And that could be in the communication area.
I think those quarterly newsletters, I mean, I think that's been a great way, kind of, I mean, there's new information, but there's a lot of repetition, too, because
mm-hmm.
really people need to hear this
yes,
through it
over
and over and over.
Yeah, yeah.
So
I would guess PI mm-hmm. fund would be something that the board would be concerned about.
Definitely.
I don't think we need to get specific as
yeah.
we want the PI fund to be self-sustaining,
right.
you know, the BI, mm-hmm. the BI fund, the bond fund,
mm-hmm.
whatever. I think for the purposes of tonight, if I'm not wrong,
yeah.
it's about to get some general...
Yes, for the coming year.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That we can kind of work through, right? So
yep.
what other things... with the board, you know, think about as having impact in financial stability and what was the phrase? Building trust and...
Well, I was wondering about the relationship with the media, because that's obviously another big way that people learn about what's happening with the finances
mm-hmm.
in the district. And I'm not really clear right now how... the reporters that write these stories are getting a lot of their detail. Are they calling you, or how's that working? Because they're not getting it all from the board meetings, I'm pretty sure. There's more detail in those stories than...
Yeah. So, I mean, they will talk
they
to Diane.
They listen to the board meeting and ask follow-up questions.
Okay.
Typically, Todd or I after the meeting, sometimes
mm-hmm.
Sue.
Yeah, really, haven't really asked me, so I guess I shared
my
contact information.
We don't hear from them in general.
Yeah.
I rarely hear follow-up questions.
So do we reach out to them? That's
I meet with the media quarterly. I do, but that's not the board.
Does anybody from the board talk to the media, like before a board meeting, for instance?
No, and that is something that, you know, we can try and do.
Have you done that in the past? I'm wondering how that would go, like if they're
not
even interested.
Not that I'm aware of.
No.
Well, I think we can keep it up there as a category, mm-hmm. and then we come up with the strategies to impact it, right?
Yep.
Is there a point two on that one, Todd?
No, there's not.
Okay. Is there anything else financial stability-wise, I think?
Ed has something.
No, I just want to, on the media piece of it. It's the General Tribune is having less circulation than it's ever had. The majority of parents of students are in the technology base and don't even get the paper. My son and my daughter do not even get the paper. I think the older group does, but I think it's becoming less. So I think we have to, again, there's a piece there, but I think we have to continue to look at innovative ways of trying to communicate. I do think the newsletter on a quarterly basis is another place, because we're mailing that directly to them, and it's, you know, it's a better vehicle. So I do think we have to have that up there and discuss it. But it's not the all. It is a piece.
Well, when I think of media, I don't necessarily just think about the newspaper.
Right.
You know, I think that
Twitter and Facebook.
That's really going to be stretching us. I'm sorry, you do not have a board that's really very technologically advanced. I don't know. Do you Twitter,
I don't
Brian?
Know.
Yeah, but I don't.
Or tweet. I'm sorry, you
do,
tweet.
Do you have a Twitter?
Okay.
I do not.
But that's part of building trust, honestly.
Right. I know.
With those constituents. Right. People nowadays want information sent
to them.
My hand.
Yep.
And it makes it much easier to.
Right.
And I think we do a good job of that.
Yeah.
I mean, my daughter and son-in-law are well informed of school matters. So.
Yeah. I guess if you look at the from the board's perspective, you know.
I think we have to be very careful. I think we have to be very careful with the board stepping in to do communications.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because it's going to put us in a position where you're going to get asked a question that you may not be able to answer. So you always have to keep in mind.
Well, the
where we're
chain of command,
right?
Thing, going
exactly.
back to that chain of command.
Yeah, like I don't want involved in that. I mean, I don't want involved in answering everyday questions. From
I mean, I
someone.
Guess I'm
well,
thinking like you could always tweet something about check out the school website for a great article today, or
you something
know,
very general.
Go to the high school for the multi-genre event.
And,
though,
and
you know.
To be honest, we could do. We could sit down with Chris. You could each design a website,
right?
You know, that's connected to our webpage. You can each have your own. If you
like,
if you feel comfortable,
one step at a time.
I can still pull out my rotary phone and give you a call if you want.
But again, what happens there, Diane? All your personal situations are going to be put to our webpages,
right?
Okay, that we cannot. You know, like, go back in and give, you know what I'm saying? Like, well, you need to go through the chain of command. You're going to say that how many times on a web page?
Right, and I wouldn't open it up for respondents.
Right.
Certainly.
Oh, okay.
Your names are on there and emails are on there already. You
right.
can do some kind of web page. You could put updates on there on things you've seen.
Oh, yeah.
Or, you know, you could link... thought Mr. Johnson did a fantastic job with the financial forecast. Make sure you go to the treasurer's page to see
yeah,
the
I
latest.
Think those kinds of things.
Right.
And I don't know the exact format or answer, Amy, to some of the things you're concerned about. I think we would have to proceed carefully.
Sure.
But
I agree.
If you're trying to build trust, then people have to know us somehow before some big thing comes up where all of a sudden... we're asking them to trust us, and they don't even know us, you know.
And so one of the steps in that process would be to go out and research and see what other boards
exactly.
are doing.
It's kind
so
of ties into that
contact,
networking.
You know, other board people. We could look at other board websites. You know, you could each, that would be part of our work plan. And then, you know, as our goal is to increase, I don't know if media relations is the right word, but increase... relations or whatever that phrase is.
Outreach, I guess.
Yeah,
you know?
And each person could say, well, this, you know, this month I checked out, you know, Upper Arlington, Dayton, and somebody else's website, and these are, you know, some interesting things I saw on the board member pages. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's a way for the board as we develop mm-hmm. our own.
One point of caution, when you're looking at some of those websites, I would keep in mind that many of those websites that you look at that are so robust, they've got entire communication departments.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, that would be an obstacle.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All
right, what's our next category? Mr. Johnson?
Maintaining a safe learning environment. First objective is to foster a nurturing and safe learning environment for all students, staff, and community.
I mean, as a board, but I mean, we're supporting the work of our committees.
Start talking.
Right, you know.
Hey, Diane, speaking of that, you know when you were talking about the Fab Lab today?
Uh-huh.
Are they going to be creating banners and stuff?
They can do vinyl design, vinyl wraps. They can do just about anything you can put on a piece of paper, they will be able to create some in a three-dimensional format.
We were thinking about doing the banners,
yep,
start talking for...
Now, they won't be ready by the first football game.
No. Okay.
But they could do even some vinyl clings that would hang in different schools, on storefronts. They could do any of that. They'll have a vinyl cutter, laser cutter, 3D printer, shot lot.
So I'll bring that up the next meeting then.
That was what I was going to ask, whether or not we had a 3D printer.
We'll have two, I think, 3D printers at the middle school and, well, maybe three at the early college, because there's one coming with an existing satellite program. Yep.
Nice.
You know, this one could, there could be a possibly an item on there like keeping up with educational trends, because I mm-hmm. see the safety issue as really in constantly changing. Everything is speeding up so much, mm-hmm. it seems like. And what we need to worry about for safety today is not the same as 10 years ago.
Right.
Like, I learned some things by going to some board, some OSBA sessions, mm-hmm. and maybe that could be one small thing that at least some of us could try to...
Well, yeah, because I think they had, or they're having, their first ever kind of a safety get-together. I think OSBA... It's either maybe August or September.
Like a whole workshop dedicated to that.
Yeah, like maybe a 9 to 3 kind of.
Yeah,
thing.
If I knew about yeah. that, I'd be that'd
yeah.
be the kind
and
of thing
I,
th- I'd be interested
I mean,
interested
they usually
in.
They send they do send emails. So you know, part of our work plan is to be looking at those OSBA emails and maybe identifying, you know, if there are certain people who want to focus on that, because obviously we don't.
We can't all do every area. That's,
yeah.
At least that's my opinion.
And we don't all
have agree with that?
As much free time. You know, I mean, certain yeah. people during certain times of the year might have more free time.
Yeah. On here, it's got to develop a comprehensive drug prevention education plan. Are we actually have a plan in place, like different things that we're doing?
Okay. No. I mean, we have bits and pieces that are occurring. I think... You know, some of the work we heard is K-12, we probably need a little consistency. So okay. we might do DARE, you know, until fifth grade, okay. but then what are we doing 7 and 8, and let's see how we can spiral those themes through a comprehensive K-12 system.
Yeah, I think that is something that somehow we need to tie into that, because I think, like we had talked about, putting that group from West Central and they're for different grades. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's part of
the thing. So really, I think the board is part in that is kind of supporting through resources and community
yes.
connections
right. okay.
to make a robust system.
Yeah.
I missed that. I
right.
don't know that I worded that right. But,
and that's going to include... That's going to include...
Robust systems.
Yeah.
Robust system and drug education.
Resources,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Resources and... Community partners.
So if
right.
we get, like, if we work on community partners, this is something that just hit my head. Like last year, how many times did we have the dogs come in, the canine unit?
Once to Bunzel, twice to the high school. It was scheduled more, but it was canceled.
Okay. Because of weather issues or you
know, so
other
the dogs
things, yeah.
got caught out.
Okay.
Remember, it's just not our dogs. They bring
right.
in
right.
a community. Bunch of dogs. So, if
yeah.
they get caught out and we don't have enough to pull off the search, we don't do the
right.
search.
So, are we charged per time on that, Diane? Are we charged?
I haven't seen a charge for that, but I'll have to look.
I don't think they charge us for that. Now that you just said that, I would have to look into that.
Okay.
Because the principals...
Well, that would be something I'd be interested in, because if so, I would like to find some community support that would work with the Sheriff's Department.
I don't think there's a charge. I think they do that because they're actually training their dogs when they're practicing their dogs
okay,
when
right.
they do that.
Awesome. Awesome. So. Okay.
This area makes me think about my trip to the Euler School and the whole idea of partnerships, community
yeah.
partnerships. So I think that's one thing as a board... I guess if we are all in agreement that we're willing to use our buildings for a bigger community purpose and providing support for safety, whether it's bullying, mental health, drug awareness, all those kinds of things, you know, then are we, you know, the Euler School, they had a resource coordinator. You know, I mean, there could potentially be some financial cost attached
yes.
to this, but... Again, if we did it, if there's communication out there, if the community bought into it and said, hey, you know what, this makes sense to us. And you guys, since you didn't go on the visit, it's, you know, I don't want to, it might be confusing, everything that I'm saying. You don't have the background that I had from that visit, but just the whole concept. Again, I mean, I passed out some of those papers, but, it, you know, if you want to talk about it moving forward, if that's something that, I just think it would fit in perfectly with this whole safety thing.
Mm-hmm.
And
I know the focus of this was not just safety and security,
right.
but we know the mental health needs right. of our students are growing significantly
mm-hmm.
as they are in our community. And when we're going to community partners, they don't have any extra help to give us. They're doing the best they can. It seems to be a strain there.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of that mental health piece, and I'm not sure how that plays in exactly with the board, but
yeah.
I think that's something definitely worth
right. Well, and Rick Smith up at North Union, I mean, that was what he's focusing on,
yeah.
that mental health piece. And so, you know, we might have an example. We will have an example right there if they get something worked out. But we
yeah,
have
they
some
pulled
people.
All of us together, and that was our number one wish from
mm-hmm.
United Way to kind of the coalition
mm-hmm.
to every group. We said the same thing. Every school district said the same thing, that we were having a hard time meeting the mental health needs of
mm-hmm.
our students right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they were getting in the way of academics.
Right.
So, okay. Did we have another bullet under?
We will maintain facilities so that they are environmentally and structurally sound.
I think that ties into the whole PI.
I do too.
Yeah. I think we can be supportive of purchasing environmentally safe products and encourage groups, be supportive of groups, the student groups that
mm-hmm.
do recycling. And,
mm-hmm.
and I think, you know, certainly getting on the forecast, I think you will be
yes.
surprised. I was looking at Jeff Johnson's. You know, he's going by industry standards, but I think 1 year the recommendation is 15 new buses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not prepared for that.
Right.
So we need to develop a plan
right,
to help with that. So I think that, to me, if I had to say priority number
yeah.
pretty close to one
mm-hmm.
for our district,
I agree.
Right.
is kind of that facilities, PI,
right.
figuring that money piece out. I say all the time, it makes Todd a little nervous,
mm-hmm.
but I feel pretty good
mm-hmm.
about our operating. Our
right.
PI is very dynamic to me,
mm-hmm.
and we need to...
And the more we wait, the worse it's going to get.
Well, right, because we're continuing
so
to not put the new... There's no
right.
plan. There,
right.
You know,
right.
no fault of anyone, so there's
right.
not a plan. So developing a plan, like at home, you know, it's really... Just a little bigger scale.
Yeah.
Okay. Last one.
developing community partnerships. The objective there, the loan objective is increase our community partnership in all schools.
And, I mean, I think we can be, what do I want to, we can be ambassadors too. I'm out there and I'm on the chamber board, so, you know, continuing to go to those meetings and, making sure that businesses know we are more than willing to find ways to partner, and you know, we want to be graduating students that are going to help their businesses in the future. And
so this is feedback from principals. So we didn't put a number on it because we felt like some principals had a couple partners and others might not have had any. And so it was easier to say, increase what you have. But some of them are looking for ways to get connected, looking for groups that they could belong to, like a Lions group. So that's kind of where they're kind of looking. Instead of asking people for things, they're looking for ways to kind of be the ambassador of their building and get connected and organizations that make sense for their building.
Right.
So helping them connect. Obviously, all of you are connected in a special way to different groups in our community. So if there's a way, I don't know how that would.
Like I went to one of the Business Impact Breakfasts out at Steve Van Dyke's Tool Technologies, and afterwards I said, wow, you know, I thought about the BASE program. Mm-hmm. And so I talked to Steve about it a little bit. I sent Michelle an email, and I'm not sure if they've connected or not, but, you know, I think that's, that would be an example.
Right. Or, I guess another brainstorm is that if you're a part of a group, if you'd be interested in inviting a principal to go with you, once. So if you're in the Lions Club, maybe
Rotary.
You could reach out, or Rotary, you could reach out to Aaron and say, I was wondering if you'd like to be my guest. You know, come join me for lunch. Because I don't know how to write that one up, but
now we're all going to resign our jobs and just start doing this full time, right?
Well, that's why I think we kind of accomplished all of this
in one year, right?
So maybe the next time we would get together, we'd want to set a couple priorities. I think I unfortunately set a priority, and I should have probably not been so forthcoming, but I don't think I said anything that surprised anyone when I said PI should be a...
We already talked about that
when
we were...
Right.
Yeah, I mean, that...
Yeah.
In my mind, that
I think that's
that piece is probably one of the most important, maybe one of the more difficult issues that we're going to have.
It's going to impact. It's going to impact a lot of other areas.
Right.
Really.
Yes. Yes.
Right.
Yeah, I think what would be helpful to me is that this is like looking at all that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just overwhelming. But if each of us are taking pieces of it. And I know, like, okay, you're really focusing on such and such this year, then I might feel like I don't need to focus as much on it. You know what I mean? And and also, like you said, over multiple years even, not everything's going to be done in 1 year. But so at some point, knowing what others are focusing on, let's say in the next year, would help me to pick a couple areas to work on.
Right.
That's what you actually do in a work plan. So if you looked at my work plan, it says in the far right corner who's responsible, who's going to commit to, you know, maybe Sue and Ed are going to commit to the community connections because of whatever, you know, your relationship with Chamber, your relationship with the city, whatever the reason. Maybe Dick is going to commit to helping put together a PI forecast and prioritizing PI needs and for the district. I don't know, but you would actually assign people. And we wouldn't, I wouldn't say revisit that every month, but, you know, at least at mid-year and end of the year, if maybe not quarterly, depending on how that works.
And what we really have to keep in mind is, again, keeping this realistic. You know, I mean, we've thrown a ton of stuff out there, but I think it's a great start for us to really have some direction, you know, and have some kind of goals out there, something that we can measure, you know, so that we're not just saying, okay, we're good board members because we're coming to the meetings and we're having our discussions, you know, but that we're actually intentional about what we're doing that's, and we're trying to impact each one of those areas of our district strategy.
Right. See, like the safety would be good for me.
Right.
Exactly.
Because
yeah.
That's what
I mean, that's what you do.
So I can be doing right. stuff on my computer on a daily basis that's going to bring this stuff up.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, I mean, mm-hmm. you know, it's hard for me to work the hours I work and try to get into all
exactly.
areas.
Yeah.
I'd rather just focus in an area that I know yeah. I can find info on.
Right.
Right.
You know.
And that's
yeah.
how we'll be most effective.
Right.
I don't think we'll accomplish just. Clearly, I don't think we'll accomplish all of these things in a year.
Right.
Is there some way we can get that?
Yes.
Saved?
Yes. I will actually have Donna type it up.
Okay.
Great. And send it out.
Yeah, it's like,
yeah,
I agree with what you're saying, Sue, because if I don't set a goal or have a goal set for me by the group,
yeah.
I'm not going to do anything. That's just the way I am.
Maybe,
you know.
Well,
it
helps focus.
Right.
That would be a good way
right.
to say it.
Maybe if we get this sent to us by email, we can then share some thoughts on this and kind of move the process
not
forward.
With email. I don't think we can.
Well,
I can't really
no,
do that.
That wouldn't
no.
be
can't
a,
really do
that.
That
would be like a board meeting online.
Yeah,
right.
Right.
Yeah.
Online. Right.
Okay.
So, I mean, she can send it out and then jot some things down and
okay.
bring that with you.
Okay.
You know, I mean.
Yeah, we wouldn't want to have discussion by way of email.
Okay.
Right. Uh-huh. Now, which, it's the other discussion that we might want to need to have is like moving on to this new year. And we've always had one meeting a month, and a couple times, I know we've talked a couple times about having one meeting where we have our presentations and one work meeting where we're approving things, you know. I'm just throwing that out. I know you're not wild about having two meetings a month.
Well, it's just my timeline.
I know. But the reality is our meetings can sometimes be pretty long, you know. So, I mean, if I just want to throw that out because here it is July and we're getting ready to start another school year. So something to think about.
Typically, when you do that, mm-hmm. your meeting length is shorter. One becomes your business meeting. It's a function of the agenda. You typically don't have public participation at both is the way I'm used to it. You have it at one or the other. And then it shortens meeting time, but it's all in your schedule because it does create
right.
two meetings a month.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that's, you know.
I'd be open to it if it was, if we didn't have two on Thursday night per month.
Right.
And it would help. I have a pretty busy schedule too. It would be helpful to me to have some idea of how long, like the mm-hmm. maybe the regular school board meeting, you can't ever really predict perfectly how long it is.
Mm-hmm.
But like when you said tonight, it's probably going to be about 7. That's very helpful to me
mm-hmm.
as I'm trying to plan everything.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Or if that's something you want to hold off for a year and advertise
mm-hmm.
that, you know, next year. Or after the calendar year,
mm-hmm.
and try, you know, you could think of different ways to do it. And maybe you need to have a little more discussion about it.
Right.
There's pros and cons with both.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I need to think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah, because I think we're pretty good about when we need special meetings, if we need to do 3 in a month, we always make them.
Right.
You know, if we have to have the work sessions, I don't think we've had any problem not pulling one off.
you know? I know I'm
right,
not
and I probably that. Need to work with principals, and I've already talked with them about
shortening their presentation.
I mean, I think they're all really well done, and they have a lot to share, and they get one opportunity to blurt it out, so they don't want to shortchange what they're doing either, but maybe we can work on some kind of basic template or format to help keep them focused as well. Right. I'd be willing to.
But, you know, when you think about the only reason that we've done, you know, like we've been on longer meetings is because we've had the executive sessions before. But really, when you start a meeting at 7 and you're getting out about 8:30,
that's not bad.
Right. I mean, really, you know, for their presentations, public participation, and everything else, I think even 9 o'clock's good when you're talking about only an hour and a half, 2 hours a month.
Is the idea of the changing the meetings, is the ending time an issue as a board, and is starting earlier an option that would help that, or is that not the issue?
I'm okay with, I mean, Thursdays I've kind of like etched out, you know, even though I have a commitment on Thursday, every third one I get somebody to take over where I'm supposed to be at. So it doesn't matter to me. I can etch that out at 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, whatever, because I just say the third Thursday I cannot commit to anything except the board.
I think in terms of public attendance, 7 o'clock allows people to get home,
have some dinner,
get the kids,
you know.
And I think one of the reasons I bring it up is just because, like, I'm thinking about our talk tonight, and you know, we're going to need to revisit this, and are we going to revisit it in the August meeting at the end? And I guess when we just have the one meeting, it makes me not want to add extra discussion, because it's already, you know, we already have those other, but like you said, I mean, if we need the extra discussion, we could just do the special meeting.
Right.
So,
I mean, I think we'd be able to pull that off and not have a commitment every month.
Right.
But I mean, look at what we've done already this month.
Yeah.
You know, and nobody
we don't want to do
mind,
it every month.
But you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Nobody has a problem with it. So I don't think it's like we have to make commitments because we have a board that kind of doesn't show up.
Right.
You know, I think we're real good in that area.
Yeah. I mean, so I'm okay. I'm okay with sticking with one. I just thought this was a good time to throw it out. Any comments, Ed?
I just, as long as I have enough of a run start.
Okay.
So I agree with Amy. We've been able to, but I am sympathetic to Ryan and to Amy too. Just don't care about Dick.
Well, and we have to think about Todd and Diane too.
You're keeping very busy though.
Okay.
I mean, and maybe this isn't a possibility, but our work sessions in the daytime better or worse for people?
If you say daytime.
I thought that.
I mean, you could do a work session anytime, right? So if
at
you
noon,
wanted to get
1
together,
o'clock or something. Yeah.
Right.
Again, that depends on the day.
Okay.
But, you know,
yeah, I mean, because you're pretty much full time now, right? So,
a possibility. I mean, I don't know what lunch hour or half hour or whatever you get, but you know,
extended lunch hour.
No,
I could
do that
because I could do like on Mondays my 10-hour day. You know, my Mondays go 10 to 12 hours.
Right.
So I could break away like from noon to one.
To be honest, I kind of like those kinds of meetings because there's a definitive end.
Right, and you don't have to go. So
Okay, so that's a consideration.
That's a good idea, Duncan.
All right. Well, okay, so Donna's gonna type this up. Do we want to think about having a meeting to review this or to go in before our next August meeting?
Yes.
Okay. So calendar's out.
My hair's a little flat from having that helmet on.
Oh,
and
I hate
it.
Yeah.
Today.
So
it's not
today,
good to see myself in this.
Today is July 22nd. Our board meeting is August 21st. So sometime the week of August 11th or
I am
August
gone the
4th.
11th through the 18th.
Okay. Sometime the is somebody else gone the week of August 4th? Somebody going to be leaving the end of July? No. So the week of August 4th?
Oh, no, no. I'm sorry. I'm not going in August. It's October. I go.
Oh, good.
Yeah, September and October.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so the week of August 4th or August 11th are both okay for everybody?
I am not good towards the end of that week.
Which week?
The 13th through the 15th. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
And the 7th, when and is, the 7th is our...
The 7th is, oh yeah, the 7th is the open house.
That's, right. Town, I mean, town in August, meeting. Things start to really pick
right.
up for me, so...
Right. What about Monday? Or what about Monday the 11th?
This be a time to explore your extended
noon?
Lunch idea?
It might be.
We could do that.
Just
so the...
Yeah. What is it? Yeah, Monday the 11th.
Right.
Would we want to do a noon? A noon
I'm
meeting?
I'm good. On the 11th at noon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Teachers report on the 13th.
Okay.
So
okay.
That starts, and then administrators, administrative retreat, just for your calendar, I'll put it in my update this week anyways, is the 4th and 5th at the city building. you're welcome to stop by for any part of that. Sometimes people
is,
do.
Is that a full day thing? Both days or like?
I will forward the agenda when
okay.
it's finalized.
Okay.
We're waiting for
August 4th and 5th.
If some training can take place.
And then
so.
August 13th, teachers.
And, that'll
oh, yeah,
be convocation.
That's convocation.
What time will it be done?
12 to 1? Yes. 12 to 1.
I'm bringing lunch.
And we'll okay. do it here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep, you can brown bag whatever you want to do. Lunch will
and
not be provided.
On August 7th?
So.
Right.
August, yeah, the town hall.
At the high school auditorium.
Oh, good. August, that's a Wednesday, second. August 13th.
Yay!
It's by okay. day off.
And what time
so,
is that?
I don't have to worry about missing.
At noon,
noon
here.
To
noon here. August 11th.
Right.
Monday,
right.
August 11th.
Back.
Special meeting.
No lunch provided. That's
works
the message
more
I got from Sue.
I have to tell you, always teach the kids.
What else do we have?
The regular teacher convocation or staff, whatever, district convocation is Wednesday, August 13th.
Is convocation.
Mm-hmm. What did you expect to hear?
You will. We're going to talk about that
okay.
in
I didn't know they tasted that good.
Okay.
I didn't have that on.
Does anybody else have any other comments? Do we have to go over anything else?
I'm okay.
Nope.
August 13th is what?
Convocation. First day for the teachers. And August 21st is our regular board meeting.
And what are we doing on convocation?
Well, that you're just always invited to come and...
And what time is that?
7:30.
Yeah.
In the morning?
7:30.
Mm-hmm. It lasts about 7:30 to noon. Normally I start off with some kind of welcome back. We introduce all new staff.
Okay.
It's pretty well attended.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then the rest of the
yeah,
day,
we
teachers,
went.
It depends on the
yeah.
building what they're engaged in. I
That's
think
right.
you all came last year.
Not
last.
I think it was the year before.
Year before me?
I got my little
yeah, we got
smiley.
Our little
yeah, we
things.
Got some doodads there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they had little things for us.
They were trying
yeah.
to get rid of.
Came in. So we just went in. Yeah, you can kind of leave when you.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
August 13th,
7:30.
What you should probably think about for
yes.
that day is, I mean,
little.
Really, Todd, is your introduction, not mine.
Okay.
To the district staff.
Okay.
I'm happy to introduce him, but.
Right.
We
hired
it's
him.
Really the board's hire.
Okay.
Is the location at the high school for that?
Yes.
You don't want to
okay.
claim me?
I'd love to claim you because mm-hmm. you're doing a fantastic job, but the board
we get the
to
credit.
Claim you.
Yeah.
Now
how she wants to clean.
Anything else for August?
Okay. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Mr. Smith. Second. Aye. Mr. Pleasant. Roll call.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Pleasant?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. Motion passes, and our meeting is adjourned at 7:22.